We'll talk more about the Jerry Krause passing at the age of 77, the storied manager in Chicago. I'm interested in what maybe a Dave Ennett or somebody has to say about that. We'll reach out to him in a little bit, and maybe you too. Also, we'll, in our 2 o'clock hour, that's where we are now at 2:35, visit with the tech editor for Popular Mechanics. You know, when Kellyanne Conway said the other day that your microwave could have a camera in it and be spying on you, she didn't really mean that, but she was using that as a reference point. But it got everybody to mocking Kellyanne Conway and the administration for whatever that was. I think it's interesting to think for a minute about what is that? How many appliances do we have? How many devices do we have? Your TV set, your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop, your refrigerator, I don't know, how your car. I mean, really, how much access do governments or hackers have to you? And Popular Mechanics just did a piece about this. Can your refrigerator spy on you? Your microwave is listening to this conversation right now, perhaps, or perhaps not. That's after 2:30. Rex Hubke had an interesting piece in the Chicago Tribune today, and it's predicated, I don't know if he knew the timing was going to be so fortuitous for him, in part on what Sean Spicer was asked yesterday at the White House press briefing.
To your point that all presidents travel, no president has traveled so often and so early to their own private residence.
But President Bush went to Crawford. I mean, there are places...
I get it.
But at the same time, the president's very clearly that he's worked 7 days a week. This is where he goes to see his family. He brings people down there. This is part of being president.
Yeah, I guess it is. And I didn't used to keep score when Barack Obama was president, so maybe fair is to not overly analyze the expenses of safeguarding the president's family in New York or his recreational travel to Florida. Let's not kid ourselves. That's what that is. Rex Hubke wrote about that in today's Chicago Tribune. Hi, Rex. It's John. How are you?
Greetings, John. I'm fine. I'm sitting here being spied upon by several major appliances.
Yeah, I intercepted a text message between your dryer and your toaster, and I don't think they like you, Rex. I'll be honest with you.
No, the only thing that anybody's getting if they hack my microwave is images of me looking happy that food is ready. So that's really about.
Really, if you did have a camera inside a microwave, all you would see is hopeful, endearing, happy faces waiting for a slice of Malnati's to come out of there.
Right. Popcorn.
popcorn. Yay, popcorn. Do people still microwave popcorn? Because I've taken back to actually, and this is a tangent now, isn't it, Rex? But when
sure,
I cook
yeah,
popcorn at home, I do Orville Redenbach's with a little oil in a big old pot.
Yeah, we have a thing called a Whirly Pop, which is awesome and tastes a lot like movie theater popcorn, only it's healthier, I think.
That's what I want. That's the holy grail. I want microwave, or I want, you know, movie theater grade popcorn in my home. That's what I want.
You should have that. It's not too much to ask for. Good, you know,
we're the nation, we're the richest nation on earth, for crying out loud. If our microwaves,
radio host have his own popcorn maker, for gosh sake.
In the newspaper today, you were tabulating in various ways what the expenses are to this country of safeguarding and traveling the president and his family. You pointed out that the conservative watchdog group, I'm reading from your column today, Judicial Watch, estimated Barack Obama's travel costs over his 2 terms was about $97 million, $12.1 million a year. By any measure, the Trumps have cost our taxpayers already what Barack Obama and his family would cost in a given year. We'll far eclipse that over the course of the next 10 months or so. And in fact, if you want to go even further, people are then comparing the cost of the Trump family to things like the NEA budget and things like that. And to be honest with you, I'm fascinated by this. I've been looking into this a little bit myself, and then your piece popped up, Rex. And I think a place to start is this fair? In a country that has trillion-dollar budgets, millions of dollars expenses to safeguard the president and his family is maybe an expense that we should all bear. What do you say to that?
Yes, I absolutely agree with that 100%. Now, the reason that I felt like it was important and relevant to bring this up right now was twofold. Protecting the president and his family can be done in many different ways. Now, you want to look at the costs for the Obamas involved vacation time when they were actually taking vacation, which every president should do. And people actually liberals made a lot of Hay about the fact that Obama took less vacation days than George W. Bush did, and they criticized George W. Bush for being down at the ranch too much, which I never liked that. I thought that was silly because I think presidents should have time off, you know, whatever. I mean, as long as, you know, they're not clearly not doing their job as president, then they certainly deserve that time. And of course, they deserve the protection that comes with it. So that's fine. But what we're talking about here, the trips that Trump is taking 2 months into his term, already five times, to his resort in Mar-a-Lago are completely, that's not really vacation time. I mean, these are sort of unnecessary trips, really. I mean, this is not him taking vacation. This is him apparently feeling more comfortable there.
Well, okay, that's interesting, because if it were vacation time, you'd feel more comfortable with it rather than him working at a remote location. Ostensibly, he's there working. So I would think you would champion that more than if it were a vacation.
Well, no, because this is costing an enormous amount of money. I mean, if Barack Obama – okay, let me back up, because Barack Obama was not taking five vacations within the first 2 months of his presidency, nor was any other president ever. So see what I mean? This is, I think there's a difference. I mean, this is costing roughly, according to the Washington Post's more conservative estimate, roughly $2 million every time he goes down there. And that doesn't include the fact that anybody that wants to see him on the weekends, for example, Ted Cruz and Mike Lee.
Vice President Pence.
Yeah, but like the, you're right, exactly. They all three were down there this weekend. Well, that means they're not paying their own freight to come down there. I mean, this is costing a lot of money. And the second reason, the thing that gets under my skin about this is that President Trump made an enormous deal out of the fact that he is very rich. He said over and over, talked about his massive wealth and the billions and billions of dollars he has made. Now, we don't, of course, know the exact amount that the guy has, at least liquid or anything like that, because we don't have really any idea about his financial background because of the taxes and stuff. But anyway, this was a big thing. He talked about this over and over again. He said, in fact, said repeatedly that he would hardly ever leave the White House because, you know, there's so much work to be done.
He said he would not be golfing. He was critical of Barack Obama's golf habit. And he said, I would never have time to golf. I'd be working so hard for you.
Exactly. And now, Melania Trump is in New York City still because they don't want to pull Barron out of school, which, again, I respect that decision. But why is the guy who says he's worth $10 billion not offering to pay some of this? I mean, again, even just from a PR standpoint, it would be a very magnanimous gesture that I think people would appreciate. But he's not. This is all coming out of
taxpayer. It came up the other day, in addition to the comment that we just played from Sean Spicer. And they did note that he is not taking a salary. They said several members of administration are working without salary.
No, actually, Donald Trump is taking a salary. There was a Washington Post report.
Oh, that's right. He has to. Okay, but only because he has to.
Well, but yes, and there's also the promise of a yet-to-be-named charity that money will go to at the end of the year, which also gives the back benefit of him being able to take a sizable tax deduction on a donation.
Well, all right,
that's another story.
Fine, but the job doesn't pay what it's worth. I think that in general.
Oh, no, I don't know. Yeah, not at all.
I mean, you and I hope we're at least at the same starting point, that presidents should be able to travel liberally to work or to play. They should have every protection that they feel they need to have afforded to them, the possible exception being his two adult sons who are doing private business on his behalf and are also enjoying a Secret Service detail. But by and large, they should be able to travel. They should have every protection they need. I think what you're asking, though, is for him to, you know, pay part of that cost. For some reason, it reminds me a little bit about the conversation in the Sun-Times on Saturday, where they just wondered if maybe the Cubs should help pay for part of the costs of the city had to bear because of their postseason run. Parades, extra security detail, more games, stuff like that. It was $19 million. Should the Cubs have to pay for some of that? Most people, I think no. And I think it's almost unfair to say, well, what if he wasn't super rich? Would you then say he doesn't have to maybe pay some of the freight for caring for him and his family?
I think that would be a difference. Again, he's the one that made this a central issue to his very persona is his wealth and you know, that sort of thing. So I think that's an important point. And also is the fact that he was unbelievably critical of President Barack Obama and his travel and his golfing and all these other things. So, yeah. You know, some of it is just the chickens coming home to roost a little bit.
I know
bit
it is. But
well.
And I, and go ahead.
I'm sorry. And we're also, again, we're 2 months in. And this is, I mean, the expense of all of this in the first 2 months of this presidency, when, frankly, I think one could objectively say things are not going particularly well for him, is just it. I just find it all very questionable, personally.
And well, it's not going very well if you don't like a fine-tuned machine. I don't think I need to play that soundbite for you.
Yes, it's a fine-tuned
Evidently, you don't machine. Like fine-tuned machines, Rex Hupke. What's the matter with you?
I am a.
This is a fine-tuned machine.
I'm clearly an un-American, as somebody referred to me in an email today.
Really? Really? I mean, yeah, but you know that this is going to borrow you trouble, because I think it's a very if you want to fight fire with fire, go ahead. But I think you're playing the game that you don't like to see played, and that is, let's nitpick the private expenses that the president brings to the country, because I don't like this president.
No, I don't. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I recognize that when I was deciding whether or not to write this. But the other factor here that I think gets overlooked a lot is that every time he goes somewhere, it's to one of his own properties.
Yeah.
And that is,
yeah.
Okay, the initiation fee at Mar-a-Lago on January 1st went from $100,000 to $200,000. And by all accounts from his children, the Trump brand is hotter than ever. And so every time he's going to these places, he is lining his own pockets. And if you don't believe that, you're kidding yourself. So, again, that's another thing. You look at George Bush going down to his ranch in Texas. Okay, that's his thing. That wasn't – I mean, he's not making – he has nothing to gain from that. But Trump, every time he goes to one of these places, or every time we pay for his sons to go to Saudi Arabia to open up a new golf course or something, that's an entirely different thing. And this is a big factor that I think – I mean, look, we're in a torrent of just news and just constant stuff coming out that's odd and very much not normal. And so a lot of stuff is getting swept under the rug. And I think that's a really important point in all this. Nowhere, Barack Obama didn't go anywhere that put money in his pocket in terms of his businesses or anything like that. But Donald Trump is absolutely making money. I mean, there's even, you know, people the protection in New York City is they're talking about renting out a floor of Trump Tower.
It's $1 million a day. If that's what they say. I don't know. To be honest with you, I think these numbers are a little funny too. And I'll give you an example of why in a minute. Do you have another minute for me, Rex?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
And by the way, Rex, all my phone lines are ringing. It may be something you said. Actually, I have one open phone line now. It's 312-981-7200. I'm John Williams. This is WGN. Rex Hupke's on the phone line, the columnist for the Chicago Tribune, who today had a fascinating piece about the cost of the Trump family, both taking care of Melania and the son Barron in New York, but also how much does it cost for Donald Trump to go to Mar-a-Lago as often as he does? And many estimates suggest that it is equal to the annual budget of the national, the NEA. It's going to, well, it's already in 5 weeks been more than it costs to accommodate President Obama in a year. Now, I'm asking Rex to talk to us a little bit about what those numbers are, and then what do we do with them? You know, how do we process that? Is it fair? What are the comparisons, et cetera? And I'm just this is the point I was going to make before the break, Rex, that I think here's what happens, too. You say, well, okay, if they flew down an Air Force One, you know, sure, there was fuel costs, but by and large, that plane exists. Those pilots are on payroll. So it's not like somebody's being charged by the hour. But that's what we do. We prorate the cost of, say, Air Force One or various federal expenses and then apply it to the days that the Trumps use them. But those were not new costs. Those were costs that we were already bearing. We just assigned them to Trump in this case. Do you think that's how the numbers get so large? Otherwise, how does it get to millions of dollars already?
Well, you're talking about, I mean, moving a president from any place to another place is a massive undertaking. You're talking about hundreds. I mean, the security requires it. And you've got to activate. In the case of Mar-a-Lago, they have this Coast Guard is activated, you know, to protect the shoreline. And
okay, but no, think about it. The Secret Service people are already getting paid. The Coast Guard is already getting paid. It's not like they went and got a new Coast Guard.
No, I know. But if he's sitting in Washington, D.C., yes, they're all getting paid, but you don't have all the extraneous costs that come with having to house you know, house people, feed people, as well as gas for the, which is the, one of the primary costs of Air Force One, or not gas but fuel.
Sure.
So, I mean, when I looked at the different estimates out there, I thought that the Washington Post did the best job of actually breaking it down because they relied on a Government Accountability Office report that had been generated for one of Barack Obama's trips from D.C. to, well, when it was first reported by Politico, Politico just used that GAO report, which is about $3 million. The Washington Post looked at it a little more closely and felt like that wasn't fair because Barack Obama's trip included a leg to Chicago where he gave a speech, and then he flew from there to Palm Beach for a weekend, and that was vacation time. And the total cost was roughly $3 million for all of the various security, for the, you know, jet fuel, for blah, 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 the whole nine yards. So what the Washington Post did was basically remove the costs of the Chicago leg and look at it relatively conservatively. Again, it was not, you know, there's no precise way to do this until we see a GAO report of one of Trump's trips. But it put it, I thought, rather conservatively at $2 million for the trip, for the weekend. So that I thought was fair. And the same thing with the New York City. There was a one of the reports out there says $1 million a day. That's according to some New York City officials, but that seemed really high. And so, again, when the Washington Post kind of looked at some, they took a couple numbers of the costs of taking care of a, you know, spouse of a sitting president and this few other things, and they put it at about more like around $200,000.
Yeah,
which I thought, again, I felt like that was more reasonable. And in writing a column, I thought, like, go with the more. You know, I wanted to use the
to your credit, the lowest, you use the, yeah, lowest, the lowest possible number. I still think those numbers sound high, but all right, let's pause on this point and just pick up a couple of phone lines. We'll start with Kathy. I appreciate your holding, Kathy. You're on the air. What did you want to say?
Okay, first I'll say I'd like to have coffee with your guest or president. I agree with him completely. Also, now years ago, I think 1920s, we had a gangster, Al Capone. He wasn't put in jail because of his being gangster. He was put in jail because of his taxes. Now, we have the IRS. We're doing his taxes. If they found anything, like say he has claimed that he does not have any properties in Russia or different places, if they found something that basically was not true with what he said, do they have an obligation to tell us? Because he basically lied, whether he wrote it down or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question. It's a little off topic, but do you have a comment on that, Rex? Rex, I'll tell you what, Rex, we dropped off. Is Rex back on line 7? Okay. Yeah, Rex, were you able to hear that question?
No, I apologize. The line dropped off. I apologize. Yeah. I didn't hear the question.
The caller was just wondering if the IRS has an obligation to tell us what they find out about his finances. I don't know the answer to that question. Do you?
What they find out about his you mean when he files his taxes?
Yeah, well, say when the audit is complete. But I don't know that, and if they discover a crime, say there's something that he wasn't reporting legally or fairly. Do we all have a right to know that?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, as far as I know, he's not being investigated by the IRS into any kind of any kind of criminal sense. So if it's just an audit, then it's going to be up to him
whether or not he wants
audit
to release him.
He keeps talking about when he wants to release him. So that still remains very unclear. Spicer was asked the other day about whether he would be releasing this year's tax returns, and he dodged that question. So. I don't know what to expect on that.
Let's pick up one or two more lines if we can. Then we got to get into the newsroom. Patrick, jump in here. You're on WGN. What did you want to say?
Yeah. Hi. Excuse me. Good afternoon.
Hey.
It's already touched upon about the how when President Bush and President Obama went to their residence, that those were expenses that were paid, but they didn't go directly to the presidents. Now, when he goes down to Mar-a-Lago. The Secret Service stays on his resort. Secret Service stays in the Trump Tower. And we, the taxpayers or the government, however you want to phrase it, is paying that and it's going into his account. It's going to the president's and going to Trump Corporation or whatever. And that, to me, is the issue. It's not about how much time they spend away from the White House. I think we all agree that the president never is off duty. But now, all of a sudden, he's using this as a way to line his pocket.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he could operate 300 days out of the year down there if he wanted to. He'd get rich in the process, right?
Right, right. I also like to make a comment, too. I remember when President Obama was first elected, and they're trying to create this age of Camelot again. And remember, they were going to have date night on Friday or Saturday night. As a young couple, they were going to have date night. I think they did it once. They went out to New York City, and everybody went crazy. Like, why are we paying for this? Now, all of a sudden, we have three residents for the president, one in New York, the White House, Mar-a-Lago. I mean, when does the hypocrisy stop?
Right. If it were just to be considerate, then the president would. I wonder if he's paying attention to this. Forget the money. But if he just goes, wow, the people that live around those two properties are enormously inconvenienced. Maybe we shouldn't do that so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone call.
Thanks,
Patrick.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us. And Rex, we're out of time, but you've been diligent in your following the President Trump team. And so many different things. I sure have enjoyed reading you, and I hope you come on again.
I would love to. Always good to talk to you, John.
Thanks, Rex.
And
Rex.
And we'll see you at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh no, you won't. All right, bye, Rex.
I'm crowdsourcing an initiation.
Hanging up on you now, Rex. Goodbye. That's Rex Upke.